cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. Don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning bad. All I can say is if the shoe fits wet, and if you must keep talking, please try to make it right. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wrapped up part one of this evening's episode. It's always nice when it happens just like that. It's almost time for us to get into the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But first, you know we have to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I heard the full Feed the Pig PSA on the automatron on my drive over tonight. I hadn't heard that in ages. It goes on and on. On and on. We also got to remember to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support. And the initial radio obituary tonight is for Felix Hedley Bennett, also known as Deadly Hedley. He was a Jamaican sax player who performed on hundreds of recordings starting all the way back into the 50s. Record keeping is atrocious for his discography. But that tends to be the way for this stuff. Starting in the 60s, he worked as a session musician in Jamaica, playing in the Studio One House Band, as well as in Lynn Tate's band The Jets. He also was in The Mighty Vikings and The Revolutionaries. In the ska era of the late 50s and 60s, he played on many recordings for a variety of studios, including Bob Marley's first recording, Judge Not, for Leslie Kong. He was also on Derek and Patsy's Housewives Choice. Deadly Hedley just passed away at 85. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. the post-initial radio obituary is for Gilly Smith, an English musician who performed with the bands Gong, Mother Gong, and Planet Gong. She also released several solo albums and other albums in collaboration with other members of Gong. In Gong, she often performed under the name Shakti Yoni, contributing poems and space whispers. Gilly Smith just passed away at 83. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Between us, there's only the world, my love. And everywhere above and beyond our games of house and car, your name, my address, all these clothes, and everywhere below and before, my nose, your toes, the screen of our private shows, and beyond the things that we can grasp too lovingly as to save them from some prepossessing hook. Skipping playfully through some ancestral brook, and even somewhere round and between these words, unseen, flows everything I really mean. That we will be and are and always were just one most singularly we. As if you didn't know.
The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Glenn Yarborough, the lead singer for the Limelighters from 59 through 63, but I have more interesting things for me. For me, mind you. During the Korean War, when he was in the U.S. Army, he served as a code breaker, went on to join their entertainment corps. Then he moved to South Dakota after service to help organize square dances and also appear on local television shows. In the 50s, he went on to Chicago and he met Albert Grossman, the club owner, but he also got to hang around with Odetta and Shel Silverstein. Those are some connections. Glenn Yarborough just passed away at 86. It's the, what did I say? The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I heard a knock upon my door. I knew I heard that knock before. I went to the window into my surprise. And there was such a look and then a wicked eye. And that girl, she's back from Egypt. She said, oh man, don't stand there and grin. Open up the door before I kick it in. You may have think I lost my mind, but all I want.
I'm such a slacker. That's all I'm going to say there. I need somebody to do quality control. That's what I'm telling you right now. But let's move ahead as though nothing ever happened. The ant penultimate radio obituary is for the Providence, Rhode Island native Preston Hubbard. He was the bass player for Roomful of Blues for about 8 years. Went on to Austin, Texas, and spent 10 years with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He just passed away at 63. It's the, what did I say? I can't keep up. I really just can't keep up with myself. The ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In the morning, early in the morning, kiss your sweet lips goodnight. At the break of dawn, I can hear you moaning. Early in the morning, that's when we huddle up tight. Say cocky doodle doo, yeah, the roots are crowing. Cocky-doo-doo. I say, baby, it's time to be going, going when the morning glory. Wake up in the morning, early in the morning. Kiss your sweet lips goodnight, night and night.
Thank you.
wake up in the morning, early in the morning, kiss your sweet lip goodnight. Now at the break of dawn, I can hear you moaning, early in the morning. That when we huddle up tight, they cocky doodle doo, hear the rooster crowing. Say cocky doodle doo. Say baby, it's time to be going, going when the morning glory. Wake up in the morning, early in the morning. Get your sweet lips good night, night and night. All righty.
Thank you. fool might wanna fight. Well, all right, thank you.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Cecil Bustamante Campbell, known professionally as Prince Buster. The Jamaican singer-songwriter and producer, regarded as one of the most important figures in the history of ska. When he was going to school, he performed 3 or 4 times a week at the Glass Bucket Club as part of Frankie Lyman's sing and dance troupe. Now that's cool. He became more actively involved in the operational side of running a sound system after he was introduced to Clement Coxone Dodd. Go back to the archives for that radio obituary. A musically inclined businessman who operated one of Kingston's most popular sound systems. He worked many roles for Coxone, providing security, handling tickets, identifying and sourcing music, and worked in the essential role of selector. Prince Buster, though, around 1961, released his first single, Little Honey, Luke Lane Shuffle. They recorded under the name of Buster's Group, and he recorded prolifically throughout the 60s. Notable early ska releases include Madness in 63, Wash Wash, also 63 with Ernest Ranglin on bass, One Step Beyond, Al Capone, and then the documentary This Is Ska back in 1964, filmed at the Sombrero Club, includes Prince Buster performing Wash Wash. We should find that one too. Prince Buster just passed away at 78. He's the penultimate radio obituary right here. Coming back to the Belinda's Vacation theme right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'll raise you 200.
Come on, boy, beat them there.
Hey, Cincinnati, people say you're good, and I think you're the best I ever met. But when I'm around, you're second best. Cincinnati kid! I'll raise you 200 more.
Best I ever met. But
when I'm around. You're second best, baby, believe that.
Thank you. sing it on the street. You can't do it, brother. No, you can't do it, sister. Got to learn my sound. It's my sound that goes around.
Yeah.
So I finally went to Jamaica for the first time. Was that last year? Was that 2 years ago? I don't know. But it was sometime in the past 2.5 years. And I didn't go to Kingston and get to hear music, but I did get to hear music in the area that I was at. Not live music, but everything was just as distorted in real life as it is on the records. That was kind of the lesson I came away with. The ultimate radio obituary is for Ruby Winters, the American soul singer whose records made the singles charts in both the U.S. and the U.K. in the 60s and 70s. She was born in Kentucky. She was born in Kentucky and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, just like me. No, I wasn't raised in Cincinnati, but that's where I spent many of my formative adult years, 18 of them to be exact. She had her first minor hit in 1967. It was a duet with pop singer Johnny Thunder on the song Make Love to Me, which had previously been a hit in 54 for Joe Stafford. Ruby Winters just passed away at 74. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? With a ABC of it.
Is that important?
Go all the way down to the XYZ of it.
What else?
Help you solve all the mysteries surrounding it. While I teach you tonight, baby. Yeah.
There's that black word.
That's all it is.
I'll never leave. And if a shooting star goes by,
you know what I'll do, Ruby?
What?
Grab that star and write, I love you 1,000,000 times up yonder in the sky. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my love.
What's that, baby?
Why is it that my teacher must stand so doggone near my love?
Better to teach you with, my dear, because graduation's just about here.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Ruby Winters, a Kentucky-born and Cincinnati-raised gal. Of course I have an affinity. Of course. It also brings us to the end of another episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I know. I know that I won't be here next week with you, but that doesn't mean Bubbles in the Think Tank is not going to happen, because our good friend Ryan from Music Savage here at WMFO, and you might want to go check out his blog. Well, I should say the Music Savage blog, of which he is a part. Go check that out. It's a good thing. But he's going to be here doing a show very different than Music Savage, but I'm sure Music Savage related. Because, you know, that's just how we do in this free-form radio business that we're all talking about. But be nice to him, be here for him, and then be here for me the week after. Don't forget me just because I'm gone for a week. And that's the week then we'll come back and go through the calendar once again. But I'm not going to forget to remind you right now that coming up at the beginning of November, mostly I'm reminding Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., will be polling you in regards to the Radio Obituary Retrospective, where we'll be wanting to take a look back to the radio obituaries that you would like to hear from the previous year, November 1 through October 31, in the retrospective. You'll enjoy it. He polls well. Otherwise, stay tuned to WMFO all week long, and then go hang out with us over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group during that same all week long week, because stuff's going on over there all the time. Somebody's going to jam a weasel in there if you're not careful, so you should really be there to check it out. One final tune to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next GTA arrives. And then I'll be back in 2 weeks, but Ryan will be here next week. And it's all about the silliness right here on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
We'll take a trip,
gonna take a journey, baby.
We'll take a trip,
gonna take a journey, baby.
Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. You're my baby. Dig in the land of Nod. Hold tight, baby. We'll be swinging up in dreamland all night, baby, where the little cherubs trot. Look at that knocked out moon, been a blowing his top in the blue. Never saw the likes of you.
What a cat, what a cat.
What an angel. Bye bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby. It was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. To hit the road.
Look at that knockout moon in a glowing stack in the blue so high. Never saw the blue likes of you. What a cat, what a cat.
What an angel. Bye bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby. It was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road.